Custom House and Harper Audio present Home Waters, A Chronicle of Family and a River, by John N. McLean, performed by Robertson Dean.
Prologue. On the Big Blackfoot. The trout rose in a smooth arc, took my tumbling salmon fly, and completed its curve in an undulating, revelatory sequence. A greenish speckled back and a flash of scarlet on silver along its side marked it as a rainbow. One slow beat set the hook. In those first seconds, I felt a connection to a fish of great size and power. This could be the one. I fished the Blackfoot River in northwestern Montana from the time I was big enough to tag along with my father and the other men of my family, yearning for the day when I, like them, would catch an enormous rainbow trout, the river's signature fish. Over the decades, the heft of the rainbow necessary to reach that landmark had advanced with my age and proficiency, and I had never quite achieved it. It was clear this trout would set the terms of the fight. He wasn't a fish to be horsed. There were no log jams or iceberg rocks around, and he had deep waters to work with. The Much More Hole on the Blackfoot River in northwestern Montana, made famous by my father, Norman McLean, in his novella, A River Runs Through It. Old-timers will tell you there are several Much More Holes on the river, the very name speaking of bounty. There are even more Much Less Holes. This one, however, is named for the Much More family, who homesteaded here in 1895. It also perfectly resembles a description in the book, that of an epic fight my father had with a big rainbow, the fish rising in swirling foam from an apparently bottomless hole below a rock reef. The features all match. The Much More Hole begins with a long and relatively shallow rapid. The water pours over a reef of rock extending unevenly for the width of the river. Past the reef, the river turns back on itself in a giant whirlpool for half its width, swirling foam covering much of the whirlpool's surface. The other half of the hole, where I was fishing on that June afternoon, is a long, powerful rapid. When I was young, the Much More Hole was a great mystery, a place where the fish practically jumped into your basket, except there was no way for me to get there. When I asked my dad why we didn't fish there, he told me he no longer knew who owned the ranch bordering that stretch of the river and couldn't get access. But he also held many memories close, in a kind of time vault, to be reshaped and burnished without the nuisance of updates. Long years after my childhood, the ranch earned a new owner, a Chicago businessman named Jay Proops. I struck up a friendship with him back in the Midwest, where I worked as a newsman for the Chicago Tribune. When we first met, Jay and his wife Kay had just made a trip west to explore the actual scenes in my dad's book, which they loved. They now dreamed of owning a ranch on the Blackfoot River. They'd found one, but the price was too dear. I encouraged them, though, and their business prospered, and eventually their dream came true, for me as well as for them. They bought the ranch, including riverfront on the Much More Hole, and they often invited me over to fish at their place, not far from our family cabin at Seeley Lake. When I finally saw the storied water, what had been for me a long-sought mirage, always beyond reach, suddenly became real.
The Much More Hole didn't look promising on that bright and windy day when Jay and I walked down the bank to fish it. The sun played on the rushing water and gave it a hard metallic sheen. The fish most likely were down in the depths to avoid eye strain. I set up my rod, waded out a few steps toward the long rapid on the near side of the hole, and shook out some line. Then I flipped a cast toward the top of the rapid in a pocket where it broke over the reef. There I hooked the biggest rainbow I've ever seen on the Blackfoot. I carefully measured and weighed the fish in my mind, over 24 inches, more than 6 pounds. Jay watched as the trout broached.
"It's like a salmon," he shouted.
He put down his rod and reached for his long-handled net. This rainbow was big and strong, and he fought his battle in heavy water where he used the strength of the river to magnify his own. The line went taut to the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?